Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello and welcome to this edition of
Have you singing Zeitz Camera Action? Have you singing I'm Sorry Miss Jackson? Remember Mr. Cheeks? Remember that one?
Of course I missed.
I mean, so that's Zeitz Camera Action. Thank you to Johnny Davis for that one. I know you might not have been thinking of that, but I was thinking of the Mr. Cheeks, I believe 2002 hit Lights Camera Action.
My mom loved that song. She would play it everywhere and turn it up, like turn it around, let me see some fucking with me, you know it's gonna be some
big dog hot. I'm thinking Mr. Cheeks. Oh man, like I couldn't even. Wow. Anyway, that's
where
Lacey Mosley.
Where did Mr. Cheeks go?
I don't know. I feel like that's really something we, because I mean it's the same thing, like I was like, what happened to Titty Boy? And I was like, oh, he became 2 Chainz. Whereas Mr. Cheeks, did he ever go? I mean, yeah. I mean,
he
just,
become Mr. Ass. Was, I don't know what's the escalation from Mr. Cheeks.
I mean, he was already doing his solo thing before that. Yeah, I don't think he really, you know, I think that was kind of like his thing that got him there. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Mr. Cheeks, a legend in his own right because of the work he did with the Lost Boys. But yeah, I think, look, this is the thing that happens when you get older millennials talking about songs from the beginning of the century. It's actually 2001. That's when I was watching Hits from the Street every day. And Rap City, the basement, pretty much
okay.
Stuck
Rap City's
on my TV.
A little out of my timeline.
Rap
but
City,
I know,
rap,
but I
with
know
Big Tigga.
It. Yes.
Oh, that's wow. See, that's why I'm an old head. You don't remember that dip set freestyle in the basement? Oh shit, man! I didn't think Jim Jones had bars, but he did. Okay, so let's talk about what's trending right now on the internet, Twitter, Google, whatever you want to call it. Miami Marlins, they are trending big because. Unfortunately, you know, as the Major League Baseball season is starting up amidst the pandemic, no matter what they try and do, it's just sometimes you can't ensure everyone's safety and that everyone could be completely COVID-free. And the Marlins have a bit of an outbreak going on. At least 14 members, including 12
Damn!
Players, have tested positive after playing 3 games in Philly this weekend. So they're having a hard time. You know, shout out to the listeners that are also involved with Major League Baseball. I see y'all. But yeah, I think it's difficult, you know, when you have teams that are that big. You know what I mean? Like, there's so
right.
many people that it's not like tennis. You know, it's like, it's
but
me and my coach.
But you gotta do it like they're doing TV. Like, Tyler Perry Studios right now, they started shooting in July. And what they do is they fly everyone out. They test them all for coronavirus. As soon as you're negative, you get on the lot. You can't leave. And you can only be around everyone who's been tested. So it's like a group, a control group at that point, and no one has it.
Yeah.
Like, why are baseball players, like, I would think that they'd be all locked up. Weren't they doing that with MMA fighters where they're, like, on an island?
Island,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why are they letting them be free? You can't.
I think that's why a lot of people. Yeah, we're saying like, don't just travel up and down the eastern or western coast to get your games done. It's like you probably should have a facility. But hey, you know, I think this is what it's just like. It shows like our appetite, though, to get sports going. Like there's just these certain things.
Baseball's the most boring sport, though. Are we really fighting this hard for baseball? Like I understand like basketball or football, but baseball is literally like they have like 900 games a year. The stakes are super low.
It's until October, baby. That's when that's the only time I'm like MLB. I'm like, all right, here we go. The postseason where I'm like, okay, so if they lose this, this over for them. Okay, I like this.
Who thought about 9 innings? That's way too many innings.
How many like, how many? Okay, but how many could you sit through? Because look, here's the deal. I think while some people, you got to be a real fan to sit down and watch a baseball game. I only can sit down for postseason baseball unless I go to the ballpark. Then that's an experience and that's fun. But it does get a little bit long. You're like, damn, are we going to be able to hit the bar after
There aren't enough hot dogs in the world to keep me at a baseball stadium. Look, I used to go watch the San Francisco Giants because I had an ex-boyfriend who's a big super fan. And they were beating everybody's ass at the time. So sometimes that would be fun. But still, even that, too many innings.
What about in Texas? Did you ever go to a ball game?
I did go to Texas Rangers games because Texas Rangers were, you know, they've had their moments where they were good. And then they've had a long moment where they were trash. But I would go, but it's more about the event. I'm not watching. Yeah. Like it's just like too food. Long. 9 innings, bitch. I can do 4. Y'all can do 5. 5 is an odd number. 3 is an odd number. Y'all
that would be
9.
Interesting. I wonder how much that would change the game if you're like, yeah, man, it's 4 innings now. So, like, you got to put that fucking work in. Like,
it would make it better. It would be popping. Now, listen, if I was going to date an athlete, I would date a baseball player because they have the lowest impact and injury rate of any professional sport.
Yeah. So shout out to anyone who's picked a ball player as a partner. We see y'all.
We see you.
Not a lot of injuries there that could where in the league isn't going to be like, oh, sorry, I don't know anything about your head injuries, but right. Here's the door.
That's next the thing. Is you don't want them.
Oof. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, they're also trending. And I said, what? They already had their moment when they're like, we have COVID, but everything's okay when you got money. Apparently, they became honorary Greek citizens. That's why they are trending. I don't know what I don't know if they're trying to like laugh in everyone's faces like, ha, you mad? We Greek citizens now. You're big mad. I don't know. But they have said they are now, look, just honorary Greeks now, you know?
Maybe they know something about the 2020 election that we don't. And they're like, look, y'all, we going to Mykonos.
Yeah, we out of here, you know?
And Tom Hanks is everybody's favorite white man. Honestly, he's the reason that Hollywood shut down. It's like when he got corona in Australia, Hollywood was like, all right, unplug everything.
Yeah.
Pack it up.
For everyone else, I think for black people, it's the NBA. For white people, it's Tom Hanks, maybe. Tom Hanks.
I'm on both of those. Yeah. Because it was like the day the NBA shut down. It was the same day. The NBA shut down and Tom Hanks was the same day.
That was the same
and
day?
Because I went to Trader Joe's and went to try to stock up. And you know what's crazy? Is I ran into Ira Madison. If any of you guys know him, he does Keep
Ira the
It,
third.
That podcast. Ira the Third. Mm-hmm. I ran into him at Trader Joe's. And we both looked in each other's cards, and all we had at that moment was kombucha. We were stockpiling kombucha. I was like,
we're both like, what's wrong with us?
LA. This right. is horrible. We would die in an apocalypse. We're like, where's the kombucha? There's a pandemic.
And then you're like, what has happened to us? They're like, me from five years ago would have body slammed me.
We did a hard stare into each other's eyes because we were like, this is actually bad. We need to change.
Success cuts both ways. You know, you hate to see it. Next up is Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner because they welcomed their child. Is that the deal?
Yeah, they had a baby. They had a whole baby.
Oh, are we cool? Good for them.
I like them. I like Sophie because Sophie likes to get drunk in public and it makes me laugh.
Yeah, and she'll talk that shit. She don't give a fuck.
I've seen Sophie chug red wine and then the wine was coming out the side of her mouth. And I said,
yeah, was that like at a basketball game or something?
Yeah, it was some sporting event.
Yeah, I remember being like, hell yeah. That's somebody who knows. I think it was also that last season of Game of Thrones where she's like, these motherfuckers already know. They're starting to see it. Like, I did what I could, everybody. Okay, now I'm Sophie. I am not Sansa anymore.
As an actor, I've been on some bad shows, and you know when some shit is about to be ass, and you just gotta sit there. Like, I loved the promotion for Game of Thrones, where everyone was like, they were like asking like Peter Dinklage, like, "Oh, how do you feel about the end?" Well, you know it's gonna end. It's definitely gonna end.
Yeah. Like when your friend asks you to like watch a cut of their indie film, and they're like, "Yeah, we check it out," and then they're like, "So what'd you think?" And you're like,
You did that. Look, lights that was, were on.
And so you shot that on a camera?
Oh, that's crazy. That's Who wild. Was that one person in it? Okay, okay.
Oh, that was you? Wow, I didn't even know.
Okay, those pillows were nice.
Oh, hold on.
My
phone is ringing in my car. So I have, but thank you so much. Bye-bye. I'm so bad at giving fake compliments. Like, I'm, do never ask me to watch your independent film, because if it's not good, I would have nothing to say. And then you're like, you hate it. And I'm like, I'm not saying just saying I don't know if it's good.
I think I'm pretty good at fake compliments, especially
well,
with
the finesse
ugly
master.
Babies.
Yeah,
like ugly babies, I'd be like, oh my God, what a miracle. If I ever call your child a miracle, I am calling your child ugly.
Right. Well, it's a miracle that you have not abandoned this child is really what the whole full sentence is what you want to continue with that.
The baby looks feral.
Now, are you planning to just leave it in swaddling cloth in a wolf's den? Or
because that's probably the best idea.
All right, then.
Maybe should be raised by wolves.
Like, yeah, I like the thing that I've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence, just or stories about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner, that they are actually like a very involved with each other's like well-being kind of couple. So
they seem really in love. When I see pictures of them, it's very
who's not in
like
love. Tell me who's not in
both
love.
Both on the same page.
The one with Priyanka.
He's in an infatuation. Priyanka's an older, smarter woman who can.
Do you think she loves him? Or she's like, well, he's good for now, but don't get me fucked up. I can keep it moving in a heartbeat. Like, I feel like that's Priyanka's vibe with him.
Unfortunately, when it comes to couples where the woman is significantly older, it just never lasts statistically. It just doesn't. I mean, you look at your Ashton Kutchers and your Demi Moores. You look at, you know, any older woman who's gotten with a young guy.
Name another one. I'm trying to think of another one.
I am too so bad right now. Madonna and anybody she dated.
Oh, shit, yeah.
J-Lo and all the boys that she dated.
So she got with someone her age.
And yeah, she ended up with A-Rod, who's like in his 60s, which is like because he and her are grown-ass people. So it's like, I think with women, because like with men, I feel like when they get a younger woman, sometimes they can keep them longer and like keep them on board.
What about Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade? They're
That's
still
not a significant age difference.
Okay,
though.
How much older?
It's like a few years. I think when you creep out of a decade, when you
okay.
Get
what about
eight
Lisa
years
Bonet?
More,
Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa.
That ain't gonna last.
Oh shit! Really?
Now,
okay.
Jason Momoa, listen. Lisa Bonet is a cult leader of one. Okay,
that's what I mean.
And I would join her cult and burn whatever incense I needed to, and get whatever tattoos.
I'll
she
buy
asked
everything.
Me.
Yeah,
like I'll buy everything. I'll get all of Lisa Bonet's merch. However, I do think there's going to be a certain point where it's going to dissolve. But right now, they're deep in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, maybe not. I mean, Lisa Bonet is like just like, oh my God, when you talk about fresh air, she's like breathing in eucalyptus. Like, she's just the most earthy, like, wonderful thing. So maybe it'll last.
I mean, okay. So I just have to ask, did you, on A Different World, did you like her?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I just think of her on, because I watched more A Different World than I did Cosby Show when she was Denise Huxtable. I think that's when I saw her as, well, Lisa Bonet really entered a show that I was watching like that.
Right.
So
it's crazy how much her daughter looks like her. Zoe Kravitz 100%. Looks exactly, like if you watch High Fidelity, she looks exactly like Lisa Bonet in several frames where it's almost startling.
It's almost like she picked like Lenny Kravitz is like, this man will have just enough adjacent genetic material that I can use, and my dominant genes will just, I'll cleave off a duplicate of myself using
my
this
baby will look exactly like me. Honestly, that's what I want. I want my kids to come out and literally look exact, just like me and like no one else.
Right.
Not the man that I have them with. They can't
I just want to say,
corrupted.
Shout out to Jasmine Guy. I really loved Whitley on A Different World.
She's great. I saw her live not too long ago, and she's trying to get these shows sold and shit like that. So shout out to Jasmine.
Okay. Then lastly, look at our recordings end up turning into these like old millennial, like back in the day conversations. We started talking about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. We're talking about Jasmine Guy in A Different World.
Yeah, that's
world.
A real deep.
Like every,
how did we get there?
It's going to go back to like, yeah, stuff you watched in the early 90s and late 80s. Last is hashtag National New Jersey Day. And just the idea, the concept, I just, you know, you love to see it. I don't know what that means. I guess this is the day people put respect on New Jersey's name. So go ahead and do that. I don't know if it's a joke, but people are really out here saying like, this is the state I'm from. A lot of, apparently there's a beef going on with people in Central Jersey based on what I'm seeing on Twitter.
Well, you know, they call New Jersey the armpit of America. Some people call it New York's dumpster. But I'm looking on this National New Jersey Day hashtag, and there's like people posting ham and egg and cheeses. Apparently that's like a New Jersey dish that people like.
Taylor ham, egg and cheese.
I'm like, Taylor ham, egg and cheese. What is Taylor ham?
See, this is the ignorance we show as Texans and Valley trash people, respectively, about regional cuisine. I'm like,
I'm a Texas trash person.
That and like Wawa, you know, I don't know about the Wawa sandals everybody always talks about. There's a lot I'm missing out. But just a quick thing, New Jersey, the official Twitter handle, just let people know, New Jerseyans invented the light bulb, motion pictures, transistors, electric guitars, submarines, electron magnification, etc. So I guess shout out to New Jersey, the Garden State.
Yeah, you guys invented Whitney Houston, which honestly is your best.
Oh yeah, why isn't that at the top? Fuck electricity and light bulbs.
Yeah. Oh, and then a pizza that y'all do with no cheese on it, really. I don't know what that is.
Is that a pizza then?
It's got like a lot of red sauce. And look at that.
Sauce on top, maybe.
The sauce on top, cheese on bottom.
See, this is the thing. I'm laughing in my mind, all the New Jerseyans that are listening to this and just be like screaming at their iPods. Is that how people listen to a podcast now? In my mind, people who listen to a podcast have an iPod they hold directly in front of their face, being like, ha ha ha, or screaming. So that's
that. And then they have the string and they dance around like those old iPhone commercials. that's what they're doing.
To that song, Jet, Are You Gonna Be My Girl? Bam, 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 or bam, bam. Say one, two,
three, I used to pretend to be in those commercials all the time. I really enjoyed them. Guys, if you're from Jersey, like, I guess shout out to you guys. I love the Jersey Shore. Shout out to Snooki. Beyonce also loves Snooki. There's a little tidbit for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a time where Snooki was out at some red carpet, and Beyonce walked up to her and was like, I love you, Snooki.
Yo, let them know where you're from. Got that ace talent in the building. All right, Lacey, thank you so much for joining me today on The Trends. Maybe we'll stop by tomorrow, too.
Yes, maybe.
Maybe. All right, y'all. Until then, take care of yourself. Stay inside. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. And don't do nothing about white supremacy. All right? Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.